in the limelight.
Reaffirming its unwavering support for the Zionist regime of Israel, the United States took radical steps to reject international criminal court's authority over its citizens and territory, suspend visas to international criminal court's personnel and their families, and condemn the Palestine investigation and any other action that seeks to target Israel. U.S. Hawk Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has repeatedly and wrongly referred to the court, the ICC, as an embarrassing political renegade, an unlawful so-called court, and a vehicle for political vendettas, masquerading as a legal body. In order to shield U.S. and Zionist regime occupiers who have committed war crimes, U.S. President Donald Trump even issued an executive order imposing sanctions on the ICC prosecutor and ICC investigators. Some commentators have expressed doubt that Joe Biden, who has been projected by the U.S. media as the winner of the 2020 presidential election, will be willing or able to reverse this course of action and hostility towards international justice. Confronted by a deluge of politically motivated accusations, the International Criminal Court need not sink to the level of its detractors. Its founding treaty, the Rome Statute, requires the court to stand for justice, determined to put an end to impunity for the perpetrators of international crimes. We're prepared for you an article written by Raji Surani, the director of the Palestinian Center for Human Rights based in the Gaza Strip. The piece is titled Palestinian Case at ICC Legal, Not Political. The article has been taken from the AlJazeera.com website. Please stay with us for more of Raji Surani's article. It took International Criminal Court ICC Chief Prosecutor Fatou Bensouda 5 years to conclude her preliminary examination of the situation in Palestine, which found a reasonable basis to believe that war crimes have indeed been or are being committed in the occupied West Bank, including in eastern Al-Quds and the Gaza Strip, and thus to initiate an investigation. Fatou Bensouda's statement on 20th of December 2019, announcing the end of the inquiry, was met with widespread enthusiasm by victims and human rights organizations alike. But the celebrations came too soon. The ICC prosecutor found that the standard of proof for the commission of war crimes was met and that opening the investigation was appropriate and in the interest of justice. Nevertheless, instead of proceeding, she sought confirmation on the scope of the ICC's territorial jurisdiction from the pretrial chamber. She asked the chamber to take a decision within 120 days. Nearly a year later, victims are still waiting for that decision. As a Palestinian lawyer in the Gaza Strip, I've spent 30 years representing victims of war crimes and crimes against humanity across the occupied Palestinian territories. Since 2009, I've represented the Palestinian victims of Israeli crimes in Gaza before the International Criminal Court, the ICC. Our last resort to ensure the most serious crimes of concern to the international community do not go unpunished. Today, I'm increasingly frustrated by the court's painfully slow progress. It is true that international criminal proceedings are typically longer than domestic cases, but it is hard to understand why the substantive investigations into the crimes committed in occupied Palestine have not commenced, despite the evidence uncovered in the prosecutor's preliminary examination. The International Criminal Court prosecutor's decision to ask the pretrial chamber to confirm territorial jurisdiction in Palestine and consequent delays risk jeopardizing the effectiveness of the investigation. This wasted precious time and has played into the hands of certain political actors who have attempted to detract from the seriousness of the court's preliminary findings of war crimes. Most notably, the Israeli Foreign Affairs Ministry has published a position paper which attempts to divert attention away from the gravity of the crimes which have been committed and direct it towards the old question, is Palestine even a state? This argument champions a legal and moral absurdity. There can be no victims of war crimes in Palestine if Palestine is not a state. In January, the pretrial chamber issued a call for the submission of observations on the question of jurisdiction. In response, 43 Amici Curiae legal opinions were submitted from third states, international organizations, legal scholars, and civil society by the 16th of March deadline. Most submissions did not limit themselves to the technical question of territorial jurisdiction as requested, but interpreted this moment as an opportunity to make claims about the statehood of Palestine, the legitimacy of the proceedings, and their political appropriateness. However, the chamber did not follow up with a timely delivery of its judgment. The politicization of this case engulfed the International Criminal Court proceedings from the very beginning, echoing the fate of previous attempts to seek redress for violations of international law in Palestine through legal mechanisms and forums. A delegitimization campaign was launched against the court, with accusations ranging from taking a political stand to espousing anti-Semitic positions. Reaffirming its unwavering support for the Zionist regime of Israel, the United States of America took radical steps to reject International Criminal Court authority over its citizens and territory, to suspend visas to ICC personnel and their families, and to condemn the Palestine investigation and any other action that seeks to target the Israeli regime. U.S. Hawk Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has repeatedly and wrongly referred to the ICC as an embarrassing political renegade and unlawful so-called court and a vehicle for political vendettas masquerading as a legal body. In order to shield U.S. and Zionist regime occupiers from committed war crimes, U.S. President Donald Trump even issued an executive order imposing sanctions on the International Criminal Court prosecutors and investigators. Some commentators have expressed doubt that Joe Biden, who has been projected by the U.S. media as the winner of the 2020 presidential election, will be willing or able to reverse this course of action and hostility towards international justice. Confronted by a deluge of politically motivated accusations, the International Criminal Court need not sink to the level of its detractors. Its founding treaty, the Rome Statute, requires the court to stand for justice, determined to put an end to impunity for the perpetrators of international crimes. The only valid approach is for the International Criminal Court, the ICC, to tackle the question as a strictly legal one. In this sense, in concluding her preliminary examination satisfactorily, the ICC prosecutor could have opened the investigation directly. There was no legal requirement to submit a request to clarify the territorial jurisdiction of the ICC, the International Criminal Court. Therefore, her request has brought a heated political debate into the courtroom. Resolving it once and for all at the preliminary stage of the proceedings will avoid incertitude and more unbearable delays in the decision. This strictly judicial approach is not divorced from the reality on the ground. Instead, it acknowledges the critical situation of the victims of Israeli occupation, for whom this court represents the only and last resort. abandoned by the international community, unable to access any Israeli foreign or international tribunal, and subjected to a cruel occupation, the fate of the Palestinian people is now more than ever tied to that of the International Criminal Court, the ICC. Now the court is at a crossroads. It can yield and collapse under Israeli and US pressure, or it can choose to act upon its object and purpose to ensure that international crimes committed against Palestinians do not go unpunished.